John 20. I'm going to say it one more time. It's good to be saved, ain't it?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. John chapter number 20. I won't ask you to stand this morning, but I will ask you to turn to John 20. We're going to read a few verses, starting in verse number 19. It's very familiar scripture this morning. And we'll read the scriptures and then we'll pray. Verse 19 says, "Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Will you pray with us and for us this morning? Father, we love you. Thank you for allowing us to come here one more time, God, without persecution. Father, we feel liberty in here this morning, Lord, to sing, to pray, and to preach this morning, God. And I pray that you'd just meet with us. We feel like you're here, God. And we pray, God, that you'd be in the preaching hour. Would you touch each heart? Would you meet the need? God, I pray that you'd breathe on the preacher this morning, God, and let your message be preached. God, let me be an empty vessel, Father. And I pray, God, with your touch, with your power, and with your passion, God, we'll preach a message, Father, that will be a help to each and every one of us. Forgive us of our many sins, mistakes, failures, and shortcomings. God, thank you for that march up Calvary's Hill. And Lord, we pray if there's one here today, Lord, and know not thee in their free pardon of sin. Lord, that know not that they could not say that I'm saved when we sing it a while ago. Father, let this be the day that you draw them in and save them, for it be forever too late. Father, we'll thank you for all you do, Lord, and we'll just raise our hands and give you all the honor and glory. In Jesus' sweet, precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Wonderful text this morning. As we talk about Jesus meeting with the disciples, they come together to have church. But our text here this morning is going to focus a little bit on Thomas. Right? If you read your Bible for a little while, they speak to you about Thomas. They call him Old Doubting Thomas. Anybody ever heard that? They not say that a lot, Old Doubting Thomas, right? He was not there. But you know, I read the Bible a little bit. I'm not so sure that I called him Doubting Thomas. If you read the Bible in chapter number 11, verse 16, I believe it is, it tells us that the same Thomas was willing to die. Flip over a few more pages to chapter number 14 and verse 3, Thomas was willing to depart. And even though we see here that he denied, I'm not so sure he was doubting as they said he was. And by the way, Jesus never called Thomas down, Thomas. Thomas could say, you know what, one time I'll go back and take everything you say that you were, I want to experience the risen Savior for myself.
Amen.
Don't always go off everybody, everybody says to you about Jesus, everybody. You need to experience Jesus for yourself. You need to be able to feel this stuff. You need to be able to feel that other wind blowing from another country. You need to know what it's like when Jesus comes by your way. Thomas, you had questions. Brother Merlin, they go for us that question. But you know what we're going to see in this text? Even though Thomas had questions, I believe he knew that Jesus was the answer. He knew that today. But Thomas missed out on the night. What did he say? Preacher Thomas was with him when they met in the upper room to have a little church. Thomas was there. And I'd like to talk to you this morning in just a little while about the things you will miss when you hit church. Come on now, let's quiet now. I know you probably say, well, are you preaching to us or what's that there? Well, I'm preaching. Maybe it's God getting any more. Hopefully they'll hear it online. But I'm telling you, you miss some things when you ain't in church. What did Thomas miss? I'll tell you what Thomas missed. the first day of the week when the doors were shut and the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst. You know what Jesus, you know what Thomas meant? He was the coming of the Lord. Are you saying that the second coming? I'm not telling you that the second coming. But I'm telling you, Thomas meant when Jesus stood by and Jesus decided. He meant the coming of Jesus. Well, Chris, I'm not keeping up with us that Jesus is omnipresent. He is omnipresent. And he can be everywhere, but he doesn't always manifest himself everywhere.
Right.
Can Jesus be down there in the ball field? Of course Jesus can be down there in the ball field. He don't manifest himself much down there in the ball field, but I kind of believe he would. That's why he says, my leg right in the ball field. He says it exactly as he did. Jesus can be with you when you shop at the grocery store. He's there. He don't always manifest himself there. He's been a job.
He don't always manifest himself to job.
What I'm saying is that Jesus' presence can be everywhere. What about when you're in church and Jesus decides to fill in you?
Amen.
You miss that when you're in church. What about times when you feel convicted or you're thankful, you're glad, you got something to pray about, you want to come down here to this altar, and you can lay at Jesus' feet and you're glad Jesus to meet you down there at the altar and you have to be down there by yourself? Might not know nobody else come to pray with you, but I'm here telling you this morning, if you make your way to an altar, I know one day will be down there at the altar. And that's a little
forgiveness.
Amen. Hey, what's my head this morning? We can pray for each other. I can give you words of encouragement. I can give you some advice. But sooner or later, we're out here and Jesus will pick up and he will go with you to the door. He'll give you more than your friends can give you. He'll give you more than mom and dad can give you. He'll give you more than your best friends can give you. Jesus is what we need and we need his presence in church. We need church. It's important to be church.
Amen.
I need your church. I need church. I love being in church.
Amen.
I love to come to church to see you. I love to come to church to hear your testimony. I love to hear about your weakness you have. I love to see heaven when every face when you come through the door, put the smile on the face. I love everyone in this room I'm glad to see you.
But I like it when he comes by. Amen.
Hey, something when you start thinking about it, I've got to hold on to this old hymn. I love this old hymn. You start singing him, and it's like you just need Jesus
coming in through
that. I love it. I make it great for my favorite songs.
Amen.
And there's a lot of them that I love. I love the one who sung too much song this morning. I love to get glory that way. I know that he's a rock of babies. I understand that he's everything I need, but I can trust in him. Simply thank you, that's one. Just trust him. We need his presence, and I'm here to tell you that I love it when Jesus manifests himself in the church house. I love that. I want to be where the Lord is at. But I'm here to tell you that I've been in some places. I don't know if the Lord's going to come with me. I've been around some people and had some conversations. I'm not so sure the Lord's going to be part of it. Then I know when I got away from God. I want to be with the Lord's back and where the Lord's back is where the blessings of the Lord are.
Amen.
And I need his blessings today. You can talk about the rain. Some people think that's all gloomy. They say, my daddy's here. I can't do nothing. Why can't you? You know what? Sometimes it's in business to go out there and stand in the rain and know what's coming from the Lord. Ain't nobody doing that. I promise you, you know that. You got to come in there and feel the blessings of the Lord. Let the rain come down on you. You can tell you the best things I can remember when I was a little kid. Me and my cousin, we loved to get out there in the rain and just stand out there in it. And then when it quit raining, you know what we did? Those blessings of the Lord just come down there. We'd walk down the side of the road and we would stop close all we sit there and have that time. Have that time! I love when the Lord shows up. And I believe even then, when I was a little bit young boy, that the Lord was with me. I believe that, just like he is today. I need the Lord. And when I come to church, I want to feel the Lord. I want him to be with you. Hey, a lot of places come together, Jesus ain't there. They don't want to worship you. They don't want to have conviction. They don't want to preach your sin. They don't want to preach your own wrongdoing. I want to know what I've done wrong so I can get it right. I want to be told where I've messed up. And you know what? If we ever get to a place where we don't want to be told about our sins, you know what trouble is? We're full of pride.
That's what John wrote. I don't know why you're not saying.
I'm not saying nobody's saying here to stop all your sin. I go first, and you would have no time. I take all the baby steps, not me.
Amen.
But I know this, if I'll confess it, the Lord will give me. And if I'll repent of them, I'll be back in full fellowship with God. That's what I mean. His presence will become great. Not only his presence, look in verse number 20 and 21. Excuse me, 19 and 20. He gave one word on two different verses there. One word and three horses. Not in two verses. Do you know what Thomas meant? He gets the coming of the Lord. But you know what Thomas meant? He gets the comfort of the Lord. Two times in no verses, Jesus said, peace.
The end of God.
There's no way for Jesus to come and say, peace, you go to the cross. Something you worry about, something you just can't get over, something that's got you aggravated, anger, things you hold a grudge about, things you worry about. These Jews, they were up there, these disciples, they were up there, fear of the Jews, they were scared in the upper room, trying to act hurt, but they didn't feel fear. And Jesus said, peace be unto you.
Amen.
He said, I want to give you boys some peace about your heart. There's some big things coming, I need you to do a job. Y'all are going all in the ministry, and you're going to need some peace.
Amen.
I need you peace. If I don't get any peace, I don't get any peace. There might be times I'm going to walk away quick. There might be times I'm going to walk away quick. But ain't something when he just comes by and gives me his peace to help me get through the day. Peace to help me get through the night. There's been things I've worried about, and I've laid the bed, tossed and turned, and thought about problems, issues. How am I going to handle this? What am I going to do? What do we need to do here? And what I've learned is just pray and give to the Lord. Just like I've got. Why is it that you've got preachers all over the place that tell you, here's what you do to recognize yourself. Here's what you do to recognize your thoughts. Here's what you do to recognize that. You know where it is? My heart tells me he's going to live in that valley.
That's right.
My heart tells me that you know what that valley is, where he is. Satan's getting on up to the valley and shout at him. I will fear no evil from that Lord with me. He's going to be in that valley. I would hate for you to race out of your valley before Jesus gets a chance to come and make peace in your heart. I would hate for you to get out of your problem before you realize that Jesus is the solution to your problem.
Right.
And you know what it's like this morning to just have peace in your heart. There's a whole lot of trouble out there. There's a whole lot of evil out there, weakness out there. We talk about this many times. You can't go on the news. You can't even hardly open an app on your phone without all the trouble and chaos. And everything is going on. But I'll tell you this, my Bible told me this was going to happen, but God's going to deal with it.
Amen.
He marked it down. God's going to deal with everything. And I'm afraid some people think they're on the right side, not being on the wrong side.
Right.
Some people say, oh, this ain't bad, this ain't bad. You better research what you stand for. I research my name, I say on this King James Bible. I know that it's true. I know that it's by the Lord. That's why I stand on it. I'm willing to die for it. Because I know it's true. It's true. But some people over here say, this organization right here ain't bad, this movement over here ain't bad. You better look what they're standing for. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not standing for nothing. They're standing for killing babies and things like that. You can't tell me that's another thing. The way they glorify homosexuality and things like that. I don't want to get saved. I don't want to live that life. I don't want to know what it's like to come to Jesus. I want to know what church will be for you. Do you remember the times when God opened your heart and you just had everything going wrong? You come to church and God has just breathed on you and helped you with what you need. You feel better later than you ever come.
That's right.
What God did.
Amen.
Thomas missed the comfort of the Lord when he was not in church. He was probably at that time, he could have been looking for something else out there somewhere. And why would we look for everything else when we only need to find Jesus?
That's
who's going to comfort us. You remember when you were sick? I remember when I was a little boy and I was sick and I was worried my mom. I worried my mom. I knew if my mom could just hug me and hold me, everything would be alright. There's going to come a day that the Lord's going to take my mom. And even now, I ain't nothing like hugging my mom. I love my mom hugs me. I do. I love hugging my wife and hugging my kids, but I love my mom hugs me.
Amen.
Let me tell you something.
As much as my mom loves me, she don't love me as much as Jesus does. My mama can't comfort me the way Jesus can comfort me. I believe she tried. She can. That's why we need to come to the Lord this morning. Don't miss church or you will miss the comfort of the Lord. Comfort of the Lord. What else did Thomas miss? Not only the coming and the comfort, but you know what he also missed? He missed the confirmation. Look at verse, I believe it's verse 20. Verse 20. And when he had said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. What about that? And when he said to them, and when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. He showed them! Let me tell you something this morning. I know the crowd out there don't believe it, but Jesus is real today.
Amen.
I know the crowd don't believe it out there in this world, but church is real today. They're not saying Jesus is essential. Church is essential today. I don't care what anybody says. Church is essential. I mean church.
Amen.
It's real today. It helps me today. But let me tell you something today. You know what?
Forgiveness. And by the way, let me help you here. Forgiveness ain't for the other person. Forgiveness is
bitterness in his health. It always eats them up. You know, the time when people die from the problem. They die from that. What bitterness is it that eats you up? By the way, these people need courage, right? Bible says there's nothing up the room. For three of them, they were scared up there. They didn't encourage up the Lord. He's coming above the gate of them. He said, I need you to have some strength here. I need you to have some courage here. And you know what he said? He breathed on them. I love it.
Amen.
Breathing. Your mom, your grandma, I tell you what all this evidence of the Holy Ghost is. Can you tell me what the Bible says? And what the Holy Ghost is? Bones. Bones is what evidence of the Holy Ghost. That's what Jesus said to you. That's what they're scared to death while they're in church. But I'm going to say this. I'm glad they were meeting in church. They might be scared. But they still showed up. They're still there. They're still meeting. And Jesus said, let me breathe on you, Lord. Let me give you some bones. Acts 7 did talk about that. Remember when Peter received the Holy Ghost? He stood up and preached to receive the existence of Jesus. You may not know what to do when you do. When you can feel the Holy Ghost, you can stand with boldness and tell somebody about Jesus.
Amen.
Courage in the Lord. When Jesus breathed on us. Some of you will remember, but I'm going to say it's probably 5-6 years ago. And on Sunday night, preached the very first message. And I went back there and I talked to Brother Kern. One thing I always appreciated about him, and he said, you know what? He said, don't you be me. He said, you be me.
Right.
God didn't call you to be me. He said, God didn't call you to be a curse singer. He called you to be a curse
singer.
Right. He said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, just be passionate about what you preach. And just let God power you. And then you know what else he told me? He says, I want to be a Christian now. So he said, find you something that's still there. I said, yes, sir. That Sunday night comes, and we talk, and he's trying to make me, did you have a thought? I said, yes, sir. Revelation 14, verse 6. I said, that's my thought. That's what God did. Like that angel flying in heaven, he had everlasting gospel. I said, all right. He said, I'm praying for him. And I knew he was. I knew he was praying for him. I feel him. I got up there, and I'm going to tell you something. I got up there, and I was so scared. And I'm still scared. I hesitate in front of people. Y'all might think that I'm not, but I tried to die. And you might say, you look like you're like sweating when you're sitting on my back. So, I get nervous. And I didn't know if I was going to cry when I got up there. I didn't know if I was going to throw up when I got up there. I was scared to death. I couldn't even hardly talk at first. And I'm going to tell you what I'm saying. I was standing right here. Sunday night. And I didn't know what I was going to do. I paused for a few minutes. And I just remember that I looked up. And I don't know what it looks like to you, but it did that day. I looked up that first chandelier in the shadow of it. And it looked like wings up there.
Amen.
And the second one looked like wings back there. And the third one looked like wings back there. And I felt like there was angels all around me. And I'm telling you, when I started reading my Bible, the first one would come upon me, that fear is something I feel.
Sometimes you ought to just step out in faith and do something for God and watch God give you some courage that you never had.
Amen.
I'll never forget that. What God did for me tonight. And He helped me. That doesn't mean I know what I'm doing, but I tell you what I will do. I know I'm going to be obedient to where it is with me. Whatever it is. I work with, y'all know I work with Target. I used to work with this guy. He moved away. And he told me this story. His brother was doing some missionary work. And he was down there in Mexico. And he was walking the street. And the Lord told him to go witness to this crowd of boys. They didn't have on suits. They didn't have on shoes. Didn't like this from church. You know what it was? They were part of the cartels. What it was. And the Lord said, go witness to them. He said he was scared. He was nervous. wasn't going to ask somebody to talk about him. I was the same way. I wasn't nobody to win. A lot of times we're quick to judge somebody. This is what I did. That's what I did. You don't know what you did to get somebody. I don't. So I've got to be careful. My pastor always said, you know what? Everybody says they know how to handle the marriage, but it's their time to get hold of me. And he was in there, and he was scared, and he was nervous, he didn't know what was going to happen. Hey, there's people that affect your head off if they don't like you and some of these other things. We're living in a black country. I know a lot of people don't like the country they were living in, but I'm here to tell you we're in a black country, and if people don't like our country, they'll get out of here. I don't care if they're in that country, they don't like it, get out of here. We live in a blessed nation. The greatest nation ever. We people got freedom. They don't even know how good we got it.
Right.
We see so many people complaining, talking about this, taking this, taking that. How poor people have things than they've ever had in their entire life. God be good to this country. Well, we just get a hold of that, how good God has been. But I'm going to tell you something. If you always want to be negative about this thing, it's qualified to look positive. But if you learn to be positive about things, we wouldn't have to worry about negative things on this. That's the story. God, I start chasing a rabbit, and I don't even make a call, but I'll do it. He was going on right here for the witness, and he knows more. And he said, I'm scared about it. And he said, I got around them, and he said, they started circling around me, and he said, I didn't know what they were going to do. I didn't know if I was going to die. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know if they were going to beat me up, kill me, what they were going to do. But he said, I started talking to them about the Lord, and he said, I'm sitting here telling you right now. He said, when he started talking to them about the Lord, he said, that fear went away, that boldness come in, and he said, it was like Jesus was standing right beside him. And he had no fear of what they did. And he talked to them about the Lord. Now, did any of them come to the Lord? I don't believe they did. I don't remember they did. He told me that. I'm pretty sure I remember he said. But I do know this. My Bible says that God's word will come back to man.
Right.
It will. Maybe something you did for somebody today, what you witnessed somebody today, what you testified to somebody today, what you heard somebody today, might not have been something today, but you never know of what it might be tomorrow or another day. How God will put that on your heart. Yeah. And they don't remember. Thomas listens back to church. When you're not in church, you'll miss things. You'll miss his coming. You'll miss his comfort. You'll miss his confirmation when he shows you things. But you know what? You'll miss the courage that you need. He said, I'm out. And that's what we ought to do. Everybody that's saved is called into the ministry to help people. A lot of people say that backwards. It's a few. They say, God didn't call me free. Maybe God didn't call me free. But God calls us all into the ministry to kill people about him. I don't know about talking to them. You already said about it. I don't know about it. Bob said, these men like women, they mess with God. We can come up with all excuses, but then God will make your excuses, and then they'll make my excuses too.
Amen.
God's more than enough other girl for what I need in my life. He's more than enough. But you know what Thomas did find when he come to church? Let's look at the Bible. Now I'm closing.
Verse 26 and verse 27. And after 8 days again, the disciples were with him, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, with the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach into thy finger, behold my hands, reach into thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. You know what the Bible teaches us right there?
That when Thomas did come to church, he said to Jesus, walk past all the other disciples, and then him. Walk past all of them to come to Thomas. He said, Thomas, I know you've got some questions. He said, come. He said, I'm here, Thomas, to meet your need. Bible says, Thomas, I can't believe that this is what? Touching, put his hand into his side. He said, I believe. Jesus knew what Thomas needed. Jesus met Thomas' need, and he'll meet your need today, whatever it is. He comes to Thomas, so he comes to church. Amen. He just needed to believe.
In chapter 21, it tells us in those few verses that Thomas was still a servant of others. Sometimes we just have to doubt some things before we learn to believe some things. So not only Thomas missed some things in church, and we take it when Thomas did die when we come back to church. Thomas got consoled. Jesus said, come to him. Come now, what it's like to be with me. He said, come. Come. Reach out your hands. What do you need today? Jesus can meet your needs today. We all stand together. It's just the same. You need to come pray. Come pray this morning. He's off the grill. Maybe he's got questions about it. Maybe he's just praying for this morning. He will meet your needs if you do not believe. What is this need for?
Thank you.
what you're needing this morning. But you know when Jesus came to Thomas in those verses, he went straight to him. He didn't remind him of any of his flaws, any of his problems, any of his failures. Jesus knew that Thomas had a need and he needed comfort. He said, come. Ain't it something that everybody today can bring up all the bad that you've done in your life? But I'm glad Jesus is the good in my life. He's the best thing about me. Thanks for being here this morning. Hope you got some help this morning. Come back tonight if you're able to. 6 o'clock for service. Come back for Easter. If you can't come back tonight at 6, come back Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Tonight at 6, Wednesday night at 7. Have a good day. Please be careful out in the rain. Don't forget the offering plates are at the back. You can drop off your tithes and offerings back there. We appreciate that. Also, if you want to come and paint this week, we need help painting. You got off day, you got some time. Look, we're not asking you to put in an 8 or 10 hour shift, but if you want to come and help for a couple hours, we can sure use it. There's painting, there's caulking, there's things like that that need to be done, and we could use the help. Get with Nicole or Tommy and Bonnie. They appear almost every day. So get with them. They'll come up here, meet you up here, and they've been doing a lot of work. Thank you for all those that have put forth effort and helping us before. We've worked some long days. There is blood, sweat, and actual tears in that fellowship hall being put together right there, I promise you. So come back next Saturday. We're going to work Saturday and try to hope we can get the whole floor laid in that big room. We're going to see what we can do. So if you're able to help out with that, lay floor, you might say, well, I don't know how to do nothing. Hey, if you know how to hand somebody boards, you're able to help. So don't let the devil give you an excuse. We can sure use the help. Come back Saturday if you can. I'll get you a time on that by the end of the week. I'll try to post it, call it. Or if you don't know, call me or text me and if you can, we can sure use your help. We want to get that finished up. Don't forget our revival coming up in just a few weeks. The 26th through the 29th. Brother Mark Cooper will be here Sunday night, 6 o'clock. Miss Macy doing the music and him preaching Monday night at 7. And then Tuesday night, Brother Carrie and Eli will be here preaching and doing the music. 7 o'clock, and of course Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Brother Brian Bridges and his whole church is coming over from Sunrise. They're going to do the music and he's going to preach. So be praying for that. I expect the Lord to do great things there. It's going to be a meeting, I promise you. So come on back. Come on back tonight if you're able to. Anything on your heart before we dismiss?
There's one
man who's
got several prayer requests. Particularly the Turner family.
Yes.
And Jennifer Gray. My granddaughter has had surgery for the third time this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Also, my daughter Polly is expecting results on an MRI that she had last week. And Johnny, have an unspoken request for Johnny.
Let's pray for them. Pray for each other. Check on each other, love each other. Also, if you got somebody that can use a card, if they're out of church, sick, just whatever the need might be, get Miss Dolores the name and the address, and she'll be happy to send that out. It's a wonderful ministry that the Lord has put on the heart of Miss Dolores, and I appreciate it very much. All right. Please be careful. Come back tonight if you can. Come back Wednesday night if you can. I love every one of you. If you need us, call us. All hearts and minds clear. Brother Roger Freeman, will you dismiss us, please, sir?
Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you again, just thanking you for this day, Lord. Yes. Just ask you to bless everybody as they make their way home, Lord.